This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
The Open may skip, but we never miss a week. It's Friday, March 23rd, and another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Lots of moves to go through as the Patriots have some people that we knew they were going to sign, been officially signed, and others we didn't even expect popped up in the last 7 days since we last spoke. So I'm going to run down them quick. Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino joining me here in the studio. Run down the releases from the Patriots PR department, and then we'll kind of break down some of the moves. Interestingly, the first release we have from last week, re-signing of linebacker Tracy White, which, you know, special teamer started a Super Bowl. All right. And signed officially veteran safety Steve Gregory, who the three of us just 5 minutes ago met as he's touring here in Gillette Stadium.
Seemed like a very nice man.
Nice guy. Yeah.
Definitely a free safety, built like Eric, but, you know, hopefully that means he can cover well at that size. Speedy, quick. A day later, the Patriots announced the signing of free agent wide receiver Anthony Gonzalez, the off-injured former Colt, who will be in a battle among many wide receivers to win a roster spot here in New England, whatever that word was. Patriots signed unrestricted free agent Trevor Scott, formerly of the Raiders. And, okay, I'm going to try this. They added free agent Marquise Cole.
There you go.
That's
who
correct.
Who was supposed to be a restricted free agent with the Jets, but they didn't tender him, so he was just a free agent. And Patriots signed him. He was very excited. Changed his Twitter handle. Very active on Twitter. So if you're a Twitter follower, look for, I think it's like Queese Cole or some Cole Queese. I don't know. Something like that. Patriots re-signed offensive lineman Dan Connolly. Why are you shaking your head? Announced the signings
I think
of
you know.
Unrestricted free agent Jonathan Finene, who we've talked about previously, tight end Daniel Fells, and wide receiver Brandon Lloyd, who has talked a lot himself about himself. And then the Patriots signed free agent cornerback Will Allen and offensive lineman Robert Gallery, which I find the Gallery one the most interesting, Paul Perillo, because at first we were, oh, what's this for? Former number two overall pick. Is it just because Bill liked him when he was coming out? And then no sooner did we find out about Gallery, I think it was the exact same day that evening and the next morning, information came down that after the Super Bowl, Logan Mankins had ACL surgery, 6 month recovery. Will he be ready for training camp? And Gallery, who was a tackle when he was drafted, has been a guard for the better part of his career and certainly was last year with Seattle. Do you think that is a move because if Mankins not ready, that could be your starting guard?
Yes, I think nice job by our buddy Mike Reese in sort of following up on that, finding the Gallery move a little bit interesting. And he did some digging and obviously found out that Mankins is still dealing with the after effects of that knee injury, and possibly it was more serious than we thought at the time. Yeah, I do think it's related, Andy, because even if you have Waters back, and by no means is that, we've talked about that on past roster reports, that's not a definite, you still want to make sure that you're covered in that area. And you have Dan Connolly back. I think that's a big step there for the depth in those interior spots. Right now, he's your starting center, so it's even more depth with him. But I have to think Gallery is at least some way related to Mankins' situation and whether or not he'll be ready to go. And at the very least, he provides you a veteran guy who can step in and play, at the guard spot.
Eric, we've talked about a lot of these moves already. Some of the more interesting names are not officially re-signed, but all reports indicate that Deion Branch, including on his own Twitter, is back for another year in New England, as well as Dante Stallworth, who had a nice complimentary role in 2007. What make you, Eric, of all these wide receiver signings and the competition we're potentially going to see unfold late July and August on the training camp practice field?
Yeah, especially with Wes Welker still not officially under contract. He hasn't signed his franchise tag tender. He hasn't gotten an extension yet from the team. So it almost seems like they're trying to get as much insurance as they can in case there's a Mankins-like protracted delay in Welker actually signing with the team and, you know, missing games into 2012. I really don't think it's going to come to that, but that aspect, as well as the uncertainty about Chad Ochocinco and whether or not he's even going to be on the team, whether he's going to get a chance to have a second chance here in New England, A lot of question marks around the wide receiver position, and just adding all these guys, I think, just adds to the question marks. It doesn't really settle any of the issues that they have right now, because any one of these guys that they signed could very well be on the street.
Aside from Lloyd,
By the time we even get to training camp.
Sure.
So it is very curious that they continue to sign these guys at that position.
Interesting you bring up Ocho. Adam Schefter reported that Ocho will indeed be in training camp to battle it out. The Patriots are hoping with a full offseason in the playbook and learning the system. Kind of like what we've talked about on PFW in Progress. You've already invested the money. The money is already gone. You might as well give him a chance to come to camp. And if some light bulb goes on and he is great, now you have a decision to make. You'll figure out who your best six receivers are. I just think it's going to be fun for us, for our purposes. It's a far cry from, you know, that 06 time frame where training camp practice fields were guys from Navy catching passes and guys from, you know, Ricky Bryant types. And, I mean, literally,
wow.
You could go 2 and 3 wide receiver groups deep of first-round picks.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony Gonzalez could be in your third group as a former first-round pick who's not that old. You know, assuming he's healthy, he's a mid-20s former first-round pick.
Yep.
You have guys that have been in the system before, like Lloyd and Stallworth, so you assume they're going to pick it up relatively quick. You have the returning guys in Branch and maybe Welker and certainly Edelman. Even Underwood is a guy who's now been here. I mean, there's some interest in almost every guy that's going to be on the depth chart, and yeah. I find that's that interesting. And, you know, Ryan Mallett to Brandon Lloyd or Ocho Cinco could be a third group receiver in training camp catching passes from
Mallett. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they target a wide receiver in the draft
sure.
in rounds either late in the, you know, the first round. They have two late first round picks, but also 2 second round picks.
Yep.
Whether they go with a first round type guy or one of the second round products, even third or fourth round. There's plenty yep. of options available. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they continue to add to the wide receiver position. Yeah,
and that position in particular, there's always a lot of them in training camp because you need so many of them because it's the position that runs the most.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly running pass patterns. You need the guys running the different routes to get the quarterbacks all the reps that they need. To have this many guys that, as Andy pointed out, that we know, you know, that they're known commodities. Usually it's all kinds of obscure, undrafted guys that you're scrambling around to try to figure out where they're from and what they might have done in college and how they ended up here. There's not really going to be a whole lot of research to be done on, what, 8, 9 deep at this position. And I think Eric is right. I think there's a great chance that you're going to see one of those early picks used on a wide receiver. I think there's a possibility. Now, I'm not saying it would be a first rounder. Maybe not. But I'd be surprised if they didn't at least kick the tires on a lot. I think it's a pretty deep group, and we're going to get into those, by the way, next week. We'll get our draft podcast reviews back up and running in preparation of the draft in late April.
Where we preview the prospects in the upcoming draft.
Correct. And, you know, I think wide receiver is a spot that they're going to look at in that draft.
One more guy that is reported but it not yet officially signed through a PR release, is Spencer Larson, formerly of the Denver Broncos. Pretty much my favorite player already, just because, you know, he's kind of the Andy Hart of the team now. Fullback,
a linebacker.
Linebacker.
Won't Can't really it. Do anything great.
Right. Probably won't be on the team.
Well, I think if he is, it's another one of those guys. He's a special teamer.
Right.
You know,
how many of those guys we're going to have?
I think everybody looks at it
and
says,
we have the most special teamers of any team in the league.
Fullback and linebacker, there's versatility there. I don't really think Bill's probably looking at it that way. I think he's looking at it as, like, this guy's strong on special teams. I'm going to bring him in with a chance to help me out in that regard.
And then he can play in both ways, and people will say he's a genius.
Well, that's what you would say.
Yeah.
And a couple of other roster moves we didn't talk about because they didn't come here, but they've left the roster. Mark Anderson, defensive end, signed with Buffalo.
Cha-ching!
Yes,
effect.
For pretty big money. And Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis, a player very well liked in the locker room, among the ownership and the coaches, the fans.
I find that really intriguing.
Went to Cincinnati for
Sounds like out of Cincinnati, he is going to be the focal point of that offense. They're talking about throwing him the ball more than he was throwing the ball here. And I know he had some quotes. There's a difference between not catching the ball because they didn't throw it to you and not being able to catch the ball. And I'm intrigued to see what he is going to be in Cincinnati, and if he can take, you know, I wish him well. I like the guy. I'd love to be wrong and see him be a 1,300-yard receiver with 1,300-yard rusher, 400 yards receiving. I think that would be a great story, but it'll be interesting to see if they're happy with what they get out of a guy that is going to be their lead back, their feature back.
And a nice touch, both guys tweeted out thank yous to not only the organization but to the fans and the
Kraft
support
family.
That they've gotten. Both of them were quick to praise the Krafts and Bill Belichick and the New England organization as a whole. I thought Benny's in particular was, you know, pretty impressive for guys that, you know, it might be easy to say, you know, this is something I've really worked for, the opportunity to be a free agent. I've signed my contract. The last thing on my mind is my previous team. So for him to take some time out, I thought
and
that showed
the
some class.
Hashtag.
Both yes. guys, by yes. the way, Mark Anderson and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, took some time to thank where they had come from.
More comings and going each and every week here on Patriots.com with the Ross Report podcast. Based on what it's been so far, a lot more comings than goings. We're at about a 10-2 ratio at this point.
I think we're at 11.
11-2 ratio of guys' comings rather than goings. Been a very interesting spring. If you were looking for, you know, Mario Williams or Mike Wallace, you might be a little disappointed. But if you're looking for just change on the roster, depth, new bodies,
Wallace still hasn't signed either.
That's true.
Just keep that
keep
out
the
there.
Dream alive. 8 years, $120 million. I'm sure that'll be here. Anyway, until next Friday, for Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino, I'm Andy Hart. Puts the wraps on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.